Before there ever was a man named Judah, before Jerusalem's wall stood tall, before the temple and the kingdom, before the prophets gave their call, there were two sons within one mother, two struggling nations yet unborn. And Yahweh spoke before their coming, before the day that they were formed. The elder shall serve the younger. The word was spoken from above. Jacob received the birthright blessing. Esau despised what Yahweh loved.
Jacob was Israel, Esau was Edom.
Two nations born from the same womb.
One dwelt in Canaan, one dwelt in Seir,
distinct through the ages to come.
One line carried the covenant promises. One line became Edom's domain. Jacob was Israel, Esau was Edom.
Scripture keeps both names plain. The sons of Jacob grew numerous as the stars. 12 tribes beneath the covenant hand, led from Egypt through the wilderness, brought at last into the promised land. Yet Esau's house remained in Seir, south of the Salt Sea's desert floor. Bozrah to man, Mount Seir's mountains, a neighboring kingdom and nothing more. David ruled from Zion's stronghold, and Solomon sat upon the throne. Israel stood as one united kingdom. Edom remained a nation in lands of his own.
Jacob was Israel, Esau was Edom.
Two nations born from the same womb.
One dwelt in Canaan, one dwelt in Seir,
distinct through the ages to come.
One line carried the covenant promises. One line became Edom's domain. Jacob was Israel, Esau was Edom.
Scripture keeps both names plain. The kingdom split in Rehoboam's days, Israel north and Judah south. Samaria rose beneath unrighteous ways, Jerusalem kept David's house. The prophets spoke to both the kingdoms, to Israel and Judah by name. Yet through the centuries of division, Edom remained a separate domain. Obadiah cried against Mount Seir, Ezekiel spoke of judgment too. The scriptures never blurred the nations, they always kept the record true. Then Babylon came with fire and sword, and Edom was there in full support, saying, raise it to the floor. Jerusalem fell beneath her hand, the temple burned, the people scattered, carried away from Judah's land. The changed through passing years as Edomites expanded northward from their homeland of Mount Seir. New pressures rose from other lands and westward into southern Judah. The children of Esau, Edom spread.
Jacob was Israel, Esau was Edom.
Two nations born the same womb.
One dwelt in Canaan, one dwelt in Seir,
distinct through the ages to come.
One line carried the covenant promises. One line became Edom's domain. Jacob was Israel, Esau was Edom.
Scripture keeps both names plain.
Persians called the province Yehud. The Greeks would later call it Judea. Jerusalem remained its center, though kingdoms changed through every era, south of Hebron and toward the Negev. Another region came to be. The Greeks would call that land Idumea, a western shift of old Edomy. Judea was not Idumea. Idumea and Judea were not the same. The land stood side by side for centuries, related only by frontier and fame. Then came the age Hasmoneans and Herod, when John Hyrcanus expanded rule. Idumea was integrated into Judea within the changing political world. Yet history cannot be understood if every name becomes the same. For Judah, Judea, Edom, Idumea, each entered history by a different way. So when we open up the scriptures and read the ancient record through, the first task is to know the nations and let the text speak true. Jacob was Israel, Esau was Edom, two nations born from the same womb. One dwelt in Canaan, one dwelt in Seir, distinct through the ages to come. From David's throne to Mount Seir's mountains, from Babylon's fires to Judea's plain, the story begins with two brothers, and scripture still preserves their names. Jacob was Israel, Esau was Edom, the record remains the same. Read the words as they were written, and let the nations keep their names.